Hatha yona, oje loso sona ente.
When you offer prostrations, if you like, you can use the Indian style, which is to bow your head three times. Or if you have room, you can do the Tibetan style. That's also okay. If you don't have enough room in front of you, then you don't have to do it the Tibetan way.
Okay. Batonda Jabale, number Tamjin Jabba, number Tabi Jurve, and Dekanki Rete, and Shigir and Dungri.
Thanasis is now going to recite one section from the chapter on perfect purity of the 100,000 verse Prajnaparamita Sutra.
Instead,
you studied the fundamental wisdom of the middle way before, and so now if you recite some verses from the chapter on perfect purity, that will really be excellent. Thanasis recited these particular verses 100 times, and then he translated them into Greek.
Ο Θανάσης το...
Η παντογνωσία είναι τέλεια καθαρή και γι' αυτό οι μορφές είναι τέλεια καθαρές.
Ας ότι κεραν τώρα, είναι τε τσάτια, τσάτια τα γε λόνε για βρε.
That went very well. That went very well. And now you yourselves should read this 108 times.
Yeah.
You should read it again and again.
Αυτό πήγε πολύ καλά και γι' αυτό και τώρα λέει ο Ρίχος που το πήρατε μπορείτε και εσείς όλοι να το διαβάσετε και πρέπει να το διαβάσετε 108 φορές.
Λίξωμα. Τενία. Ο δε. Yang ni yang do namba tam jen jen ba juzi namba tam jen jen be jo ne yang ni yang do sonya di kanre se na hen do samu yin be se na teni chu chi manda wala ja te yang ni yang do xie na song na to le la wala gong de teni tan da yang ni yang do song ba re.
In this passage, the Buddha connects the perfect purity of omniscience with the perfect purity of all phenomena. And that is very profound. And that's why the Buddha spoke all of these verses connecting perfect purity with each different phenomenon, one after the other. Because by repeating this like that, then it becomes much easier for us to understand.
Tene chuchin na to pala jate tenda o samnon ta na tene tongba ni le ngi chi.
And by connecting these teachings on perfect purity with all of these different subjects, each subject has a different verse. And by reciting the verses connected with each subject like that, then we gain stronger and stronger certainty in emptiness, in perfect purity.
Gumbani gombala karchenbo yinba maze, neba tsolo rogwa seba tang, yang chebala ngondu soba tsolo rogwa se na yang, tene namdaga lebu de karchenbo.
And this passage on perfect purity is important not only to you yourselves, but also to help the sick. It is very good to recite, and for someone who is on the verge of death, reciting these verses is very helpful.
Yep. lama lama shure mo bane tene tanda ton raja bande tene lobre nanga lobre.
In Tibet, this was the tradition. If someone was very sick, then the family would go to a lama and request a divination to ask what would be the best thing to do. And if the divination connected with this sutra, then that would be what the lama would say they should do, to recite the 100,000 verse Prajnaparamita Sutra, and then they would sponsor the reading of that sutra in their homes.
And
to help those who are at the point of death, this passage is very good. This chapter on perfect purity is good because it doesn't explain things in terms of emptiness, which can make people think of nothingness or total non-existence. It explains in terms of perfect purity. And that's very comforting for someone in that situation to hear. And so it's very helpful to them.
Yeah. Nang san yin ba nyam ba dang, ngu wu chu ba dang cha ba dang, du ni ta par nyam ba nyin. Den da wu sang gu da.
And all the appearances seem to be different, but they are actually of the nature of equality in three different ways. They are all equally just mere appearances. They are all in their true nature equally beyond concept, inconceivable, and they are all equally originally and perfectly pure. If you think about these three ways that dream appearances are equal, then that will help you to understand the meaning of these verses.
This
is also explained from the perspective of logical reasoning that proves the validity of these teachings in Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, which I explained to you last year based on the book that summarizes this text called The Sun of Wisdom. And now this is being translated into Greek. And when it's published, you should read it and read these verses from the chapter on perfect purity and make the connections between the two. Please begin by giving rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta, which means that thinking first of your father and mother in this lifetime and extending the love you feel for them to include all sentient beings, your friends, your enemies, everyone. You aim to attain the state of perfect and precious enlightenment. You know that in order to do this, you must listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of distinguishing phenomena and pure being with all of the enthusiasm you can muster in your hearts. This is the supreme motivation of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Jebar heba la, chu jebar heba tan, chuni jebar heba, ni. Tambu chu jebar heba la, domjin dorten baba, so so jeba, ni le. Tambu domjin goni dorten ba ni. Namba trugu chu tala, yuba lana mebade. Tseni dan na truba tan, jigda tade mainge. Nene tumung tumung me, zongdan zembar namani. Miller Abdon the Bezos.
Next is the expanded explanation. We have finished the brief explanation of phenomena and pure being. And so in the expanded explanation, there are two parts, the expanded explanation of phenomena and that of pure being. In the expanded explanation of phenomena, we have first a presentation of the headings, and then an explanation of each of these. And the root verse for the presentation of the headings reads, because it provides a thorough introduction to their characteristics as well as their rationale, there neither being the same nor different, the ground in common and not in common shared, and the lack of appearance involving perceiver perceived, This six-point approach to phenomena is the best.
Tene Poke Drevati and the Poke Jangin Chula Pembeche Dunge Kale Kale Lore. Charansu Yaputav.
In order to benefit those who are studying Tibetan, I will now read the Tibetan commentary slowly, so listen well.
Lana meba yinte Kangina Panzam Kurbe Chuje Rang Yin Teda Juxur Ndetabu Maluba Dela do Tinlan Bemnebe Sero
Sero
This approach to phenomena, by way of a listening and reflection, which apply the following six-point method to the subject matter, is the best way of establishing a reliable guideline for understanding phenomena, because it provides a thorough introduction which enables one to easily understand the makeup of all samsaric phenomena, the factor to be relinquished.
Chu Chuni la jokwe tso chobo te kankhya na Korwe chu jin chini jetawe yinba Khibar sawa la jokwa tangne Tien chini korwe chu jin chini Teta chobo tso la jokwa tenba tang Chu tang chuni chun korwa ta chuni Nyande Teda Jigda Tade Mayimba Tsur Shibar Sakin Yukwatan Korwa Teye Nene Tumonwa Shibar Savalan Yukwatan Tumon Mayimba Tsur Shibalan Yukwatan Zunwa dan zimbar nawa dene Mebe tonla rabdunjo be tsur shiba dan Roka gonin tenbe Dedoge ton kongdo chubar nuzo
For those who inquire The six ways of approaching this are as follows The approach which involves knowing precisely how the characteristics of samsara or phenomena are defined. The approach in which the rationale behind such defining characteristics of samsara is demonstrated. The approach entailing knowledge of the sense in which phenomena, meaning samsara, and pure being, meaning nirvana, are neither the same nor different. The approach involving knowledge of samsara's common ground. The approach involving knowledge of the forms of experience not shared in common. And a thorough introduction to the reality where the appearance involving perceived and perceiver duality is lacking. Because phenomena are presented in terms of these six forms of knowledge,
it is possible to comprehend their meaning.
Ta peke la nga cho peke kini cho nyambun dung, nyambun dung cho jing, nyambun dung jing.
Now those of you who can read Tibetan, we should all read together.
Namba droge chudala joba lana meba tenye dane droba jigda tade maish nene tumon zongdan zembar nama mela rabdo jube zo Ta yingi da Yangja chek
Sana
Tukke som donan tene ngarso nrabo yinkure
If you recite the verses in a strong voice like that, then that gives you a good rest. It's like taking a nice rest.
Nyeba domje ton sosuri keba la. Tangbo som xie sembar tenba dang. Sama som kabdari keba wo. Tangbo ni. Telan chini drupa tang jikta tate mayimba jitan do ting yendo. Mayimba tela chini tang drupa tang jikta tate mayimba somne gongdo jitan do ting je kapso. Sheba yendo.
Shibarzo, Shibarzoji.
The first, a passing reference.
Ni droba, jeda tade mayimba, jeda do de yendo.
Of these, the defining traits and the rationale, as well as the lack of sameness and difference, are just as these were demonstrated in brief.
Nyeba, nyeba la. Ne nyebo keba dang. Zongzen me betonan jojol keba nyi. Tambulo tumongdo. Dorte, sosu ton jebar seba. Nyile tamboni. Kangye kangdung kurbana. Tenu kundo nebate. Semjin kanda. No jekan tumong dar. Number rekba tumong me. Semjin kanda tumong da. Yano tumong moebo.
Then comes an explanation of the last three points. And this has two sections because two of the points are described together. In the first section, the explanation of the two types of ground, what is perceived in common and what is not. And then the last of the six points, how to approach the reality free of perceived and perceiver. So the explanation of the two types of ground has first a brief presentation of both in common, of the common ground and the uncommon ground presented together, and then an expanded explanation of each. A brief presentation of both the common and the uncommon together. As long as there is someone circling somewhere, these are the grounds in each and every case. The constituents of beings and those of the vessel. The constituents of the vessel appear to be shared. The awareness being the common experience, some of the constituents of beings are experienced in common, and some are not.
No je kong kong do jeba lembe tsurji. Yang ni yang dong korbe ne kam na. Sem jin jin jik ten tang. No jin jik ten do trape. Jik ten na ba nipun dene. Dene. Kong dong korbe sabe ne su trakba te. Detar ten ba sem jin jik kong tang. Then no je kam nyebo dala then dele yembe korwe ne sawa jeya me do kaya me do to do je bo do je
yeah. This section is describing how it is that basically if you looked at everything that appears in samsara, you can divide it into two categories. Things that appear to all sentient beings in common, and phenomena that do not. Those are the categories that we're going to look at, first of them together. As long as there is someone with the constituents belonging to a sentient being circling, in the sense of repeatedly taking birth somewhere within the constituents of the vessel. These two kinds of world, known as the world of sentient beings and the world of the vessel, are designated as the grounds for the enactment of the samsaric cycle in each and every case. There is nothing whatsoever that could be named as the grounds for samsara other than these two, the constituents of sentient beings as that which is supported, and the constituents of the vessel as the support.
And this is how you know it to be.
Malanjin Kovala Samna Malamdo Simjinja Nawanda Noja Nawa Dili Yembe Korva.
And so the physical environment and the sentient beings who inhabit it, this is what makes up samsara, because there's nothing else there. Just like in a dream, then the appearance of the land, the physical environment, and the sentient beings who are moving around in that physical environment are all that one perceives. One doesn't perceive anything else. So they are what constitute samsara.
Tela tumon wa tan tumen kisawa te da kanhya na no jin jik ten je kam da dan ni pakhyan tumbar sepe rowa na la tumon tar nangkin te tar nambar rikwa am shepar sawa nye ji chani ne tumon ba kisawa inu ya.
One might ask here, what is a matter of collective experience and what is not? The constituents of the world of the vessel are referred to as the common ground of experience. This is talking about the physical environment. This is the common ground in the sense that for beings whose operative tendencies correspond, whose habitual tendencies correspond, they appear in a seemingly common fashion. And there is a corresponding awareness or consciousness of them.
Semchen je kanje dube chulne gaje tumong bar churpatan.
Regarding the phenomena,
tene ne tumong dan tumong mayimba tezo yapo samna ra denbar madropa to lela
voyukre. So in short, what appears in common is the outer environment, and then there is an awareness of that outer environment, and those are what seem to be shared experiences, seem to be shared experiences. And then regarding individual sentient beings, each individual sentient beings has some appearances about them that seem to be shared by everybody and some that are unique. And if you examine all of these apparently common and unique experiences well, then you will see that they don't truly exist. Now we will recite again in the language of the land of snows.
Και τώρα πάλι ο Ρήμπος και μας ζητάει να παγγείλουμε μαζί του στη γλώσσα των χιονιών, της χώρας των χιονιών.
Τινε καντζίμπα, καντζόγσε να καμπά, καμπά, παπα, καμπά, αμδιτανί, γόγου μάρε, καγκα, τσέλα, τσέπαρε.
If you say snowy land, and you call the ones from this snowy land the snowy landers, then that includes everybody, Tibetans and Kampas and those from Amdo. Everyone is included in that.
Yang Bhutan, Bhutan Bhutan, Hindu Bhutan Bhutan, Songka Lachabu.
It includes everyone who lives in Tibet, in Greater Tibet, and in Greatest Tibet. That's why snowy lander is a better word.
Kanye Kando Korwan Den Kundo Nebar Simje kanda noje noje kana dumong namba reba dumong Simje kanda dumong yana dumong mai bao. Nyeba ne tumu wa heba tang, tumu ma yeba heba nile, tambu ne tumu wa heba ni. Teyang, ke tang, tani tang, gizu zong tang, sarju tang, penba tang ne noeba tang, yuantin chung ne penzun to, dagbu nyeje penzun je, yinbe zir na tumu wa wu.
Next is an expanded explanation of each. First the experience comprising a common ground, and second, experience not shared in common. Experience comprising a common ground has the following lines of root verse. Further, birth and conventions to nurture, subdue, benefit, harm, excellent features, and faults are mutually caused by way of an interchange, because of which these are experience shared in common.
Simjin je kanje dupe chula tumundo churba teyang chedar ya chana ngani cheva tang lu tang ngak tani nambar rekwar seba tang. Yinje kanza yinje su zonwa dang yang nemba tsar choba dang yin la pin dogba dang ne pin dogba de rora seba dang noeba seba dang jihyu la tinde Tupa Samba Gomba Soji Yundin Cheba Tang Yang Chakpa Dangwa Soji Chung Chungwa Namne Ter Nawe Namhi Cheba La Simchin Chikla Chik Pinchun To Dagpo Yi Chin Dun Jurwa Nyi Che Pinchun Ju Seba Yimbe Se Na Dada Ne Nanjur Tumungwa Kisao.
If one asks for a further classification specifying which phenomena comprising the constituent features of sentient beings are experienced in common, included would be birth from a womb, the conventions of body and speech conveying symbolic expression, the case of one party nurturing or subduing another, the case of providing benefit or producing harm, the development of excellent qualities such as those associated with listening and so on, listening, reflecting, and meditating, which come about in conjunction with reliance on another, as do the occurrence of such faults as attachment, aversion, and so on. These forms of consciousness are called appearances whose experience is shared in common because their occurrence in each instance is mutually caused by way of an intermediate condition as enabling an exchange between sentient beings.
Tela cheva tumundo churchurne rangi leche jose Pama niji saunle, linji sejin sepe, jyotumongwati, debu maye ngane jebe, lutrubata wo.
Specifically, the way in which birth is a case of collective experience is in the sense that the cause, deriving from the karmic actions of the one to be born, combines with the simultaneously active conditions in the form of the seed and the egg of the parents to produce a common cause, through which the result, a body born from a womb, is produced.
Tani tumongwane, yinji lunga ke namba rizhi ji kone, yinme ke tawata. Nga mawa laso banjoba tabo, te tani tumongwane.
Conventions are shared in common in the sense that one follows specific social customs, engages in conversation and so on, animated by the symbolic expressions associated with the bodies and speech of others.
Συμβάσεις λοιπόν, που βιώνονται από κοινού, όπως μόλις βιώσαμε.
When you think about these symbolic expressions that convey meaning, then they are common, shared by maybe a few hundred thousand or even a few million sentient beings, but certainly not by everyone.
Άμα καλοσκεφτούμε τι συμβαίνει με τις
λέξεις. Τι γίνεται, Jesus ζώα τα τσάρτσοπα του μόνο, τι γίνεται, σεμτήν τέκη τέκη, κοίτα, Sanzen jubze jigo ni jizu zongwa tang, roba seba tang. Hyan jeba seji te zueba seba. Hyan jeba kato seba. Hyan jeba tang. Yotoba ma jeba soji yenda tsar jeba tang. Rabo tsar jeba tang. Tumongdo. Njikba le jeba soji yang pinto ba roram seba tumongwa tang. Donghin dekba so. Noeba seba tang. Noeba seba tang. Yang tuba soji goni yundin jiba trose batang. Yang tawa ngemba, tenba tang, tangin tenba tang. Chakso se de chakba do kondro so jibe, junjin do seba nane. Parurpu, dakjin seikin, yinji dakjin seikin, rangi juju chu, chuju juju so se de. Devo tumongwa jengdrope chani, jengdrope chani, tumongwa hisate. Tanyi do jujin teta, tsokpen devo teta, drope yinjang. Donla dagbu juhi, mupe nambar rekwa le, namrek zang le, yenpe mikin do, jurpe sedong ma drope tang, mlam na yin. Sedon so, tumon wa tar nama namjang, nanga namba rekpa, rekpa namhi je zoncha zamle, yendo mebe, tumon wa sedon madroba tenba yeno, tumon wa sedon madroba kibarsaw, mana yendo, tumon wa sedon madroba kibarsaw, ya.
These and similar cases of exchanges where one party, for example, nurtures another with the Dharma or with material goods, subdues another in various ways, ranging from verbal contest to engaging in combat, provides for another's benefit by protecting them from frightening circumstances, and so on, produces harm through various forms of physical violence, gives rise to positive qualities through such means as listening to teachings, induces faults in another through encouraging attachment and the like, or meaning aversion, or through teaching wrong views and so on. These are all cases that are called common from the perspective of there being a specific common result produced through the combination of the primary cause deriving from the phenomena of one mind stream and the intermediate condition deriving from those of another. It is valid to state that in a conventional sense, such results are produced through the combination of such causes and conditions. In actual fact, however, the term intermediate condition indicates that outer reference perceived in common do not verifiably exist. This is because there are no outer reference existing extrinsic to image awareness, which could serve as the focal condition. And because the appearances seemingly experienced in common as the outer vessel and so on are nothing other than the perceived aspect of the inner awareness. So this is describing the situation that one has in a dream when it seems like you experience objects in common with other sentient beings in the dream. There really are no objects in common because there are no objects out there in the first place. Outer objects don't truly exist. And this is what you find if you analyze, you think of the example of the dream, you can see how it is that it's just like how in a dream outer objects don't truly exist, so it is during the day. That's what we should know.
Mu bumbra kahi saya kahi je, dene tumong gedra dan tumong ni so jabar mado, mu rova tamje je tumong gedra yo mare, tumong ni yo mare, chatje da jinjen yang, dene mu rova tumong la mebare. Tedar san na, te rangi me. Hidu.
Even if we leave aside that sentient beings who are in the animal realms and just consider human beings, then we can see that even just among this one class of human beings, there are no experiences really in common, because who is a friend will be considered a friend by maybe a few hundred thousand or even million, but not by others. And who is the enemy also is the same, will be considered the enemy by some, but not by everyone. And it is the same with all the other types of experiences that we have. Some people might believe it, but others might not. Some might perceive it and others might not. And therefore, when we examine, we find that there really is no such thing as a common appearance. It doesn't have any inherent nature.
Masaya mambu dar churba, saya mambu nindu chur.
The one who for millions is a friend, for millions of others is an enemy.
Και το βάζοντας το συνεδρί στην Κορίνθου, της είπε αυτό, αυτός που για εκατομμύρια είναι φίλος, για εκατομμύρια άλλους είναι εχθρός.
Σάια μάμπου τζαρζάτη, σάια μάμπου τζόνζαραντζο. Τζόνζα, Τζίζος. Να
σα.
Πίντοζα. Σάια μάμπου τζαρζάτη, σάια μάμπου τζόνζαραντζο. Τζόνζα, Πίντοζα.
Να
σα. Τζόνζα, σένα. Με πατάει. Σαία μάμπου τσαρτζέζα, σαία μάμπου τζόνζαρντζορ.
What for millions is to be conquered, for millions of others is protection.
Αυτό που για κάποια εκατομμύρια θεωρείται κατοχή, για κάποια άλλα εκατομμύρια θεωρείται προστασία.
Τεσσερμένο, Τεσσερ μήνες ρωά λα, το μόνο δανείο ιωμαί, νιάμπα νιέ το ζυπέρντο. Ω! Ε! Ε, πότσοχη.
Therefore, for the wandering beings who are humans, there is no common friend or enemy, no friends and enemies to be equality. You should know friends and enemies to be equality. For wandering midra, for wandering beings who are humans.
Έτσι, καταλήγοντας λοιπόν για τα όντα που περιφέρονται, που περιπλανιώνται σε αυτόν τον κόσμο, δεν υπάρχουν ούτε κοινοί φίλοι, ούτε κοινοί εχθροί. Πρέπει να ξέρεις, πρέπει να γνωρίζεις ότι όλα αυτά είναι ισότητα. Για αυτό,
Δεν είναι για μένα. Δεν είναι για μένα, δεν είναι για μένα. 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 Δεν
είναι για spoke one short verse in which he said, when one whom you consider to be a friend dies, you're happy. The one who is considered to be a friend's death is greeted with sadness. The one who is considered to be an enemy's death is greeted with happiness. Happiness and suffering have never existed in the thing itself. So happiness and suffering have never existed in the thing itself means that from the perspective of the person themselves, they aren't friend, they aren't enemy. From the perspective of the event itself, it's neither good nor bad. It neither produces happiness or suffering. All of that is just conceptual projection.
Και υπάρχει πάλι μια στροφή που που δίδεται στον μύθο Αμπελιούποτσο, στον ίδιο μεγάλο δάσκαλο που έγραψε και το σχόλιο που μελετάμε τώρα, όπου λέει όταν αυτός που θεωρείται ως φίλος πεθαίνει, λυπάσαι, και όταν αυτός που θεωρείται ως εχθρός πεθαίνει, χαίρεσαι. Στην πραγματικότητα όμως και η χαρά και η λύπη δεν υπάρχουν, γιατί δεν υπάρχουν μέσα σε αυτόν τον ίδιο, σε αυτό το ίδιο το πράγμα, εννοώντας σε αυτόν που πεθαίνει. Είναι πέρα από αυτά, πέρα από το να είναι φίλος ή το να είναι εχθρός, ώστε να σχετίζεται με τα συναισθήματα. Δεν υπάρχουν μέσα σε αυτό το ίδιο το πράγμα, λέει, είπε ο Ρίμπουτσε. Και
Jizu zongdang tsarjuda, tenba tangne nueba, yuntin chungne penchun, dabu nyeje penchun, yinbe senna tumonwa oo.
Further birth and conventions to nurture, subdue, benefit, harm, excellent features and faults are mutually caused by way of an interchange, because of which these are experienced, shared in common.
Dumundo dry namdo te yang yang ninja namdo la jorsigiri. Ninja namdo yang dry namdo la jorsigiri. This is na mune demba drobamara.
And it's possible that and happens all the time that the thought of somebody as a friend changes into thought of them as an enemy, and the thought of somebody as an enemy changes into the thought of them as a friend, and this also proves that friend and enemy do not truly exist.
Okay.
Αντίθετος, φόβοντας όμως οι δόντοι φύσης τους, είναι ισότητα, απράγματος όσο το σαμάτι της ισότητας, Κύριε Σαμσάρα, χωρίς να καταλείπεται αυτού ελευθερώνεται, η εχθρήση πλέον σαν εχθρό, κι η συγγένεια της κρίνης σαν φίλο. Επειδή με την ανάλυση σε μόνο ένας, γνωρίζεις ότι η φύση σου είναι ισότητα. Χωρίς εχθρό δεν υπάρχει ο φίλος, χωρίς το φίλο χάνεται το εχθρός. Και τα δυο εξαρτημένα σαν όνειρο, κι όσο στο διάστημα κάθε σχέση αληθινού. Γι' αυτό με τη δύναμη της εξέλιξης, του σαμάτη της ισότητας εχθρό και φίλο, που μεγαλώνει από ζωή σε ζωή, ήρθε το έλεος χωρίς αντικείμενο να περιορθεί και ένα πράγμα του να φόρμητα τα δυο ωφέλη.
Τα να τον κιωμαράκια τα. Να τον κιωμαράκια.
Κάθε μορφή και ενότητα ουρανιό τόσο, τόσο λαμπερό, μες τα βαθύ μορφής και ενότητας, αφήσου εκεί που δεν φτάνει το μυαλό. Κάθε ήχος, ήχος και ενότητα, σαν τον ήχο που φέρνει ήχο, Nandir Pumuhimited.
Announcing the song of yogis and yoginis who are free of attachment and full of love.
Yogis και yoginis, και νέες μορφές,
σαν νερό φεγγάρα, αν τους περνάς.
This
song, which is about being free of attachment and full of love, is actually describing the whole practice of the Mahayana path. Because in order to be free of attachment, we need the wisdom realizing emptiness. And in order to be full of love, we need to meditate on love and compassion. So it's a song about the combination of the practices of emptiness and compassion. And that's what the Mahayana is all about.
Αυτό το τραγούδι είναι πολύ σημαντικό, γιατί μέσα σε αυτό διδάσκεται όλη
η... Αν είναι έτσι, δεν πρέπει να βάλω μόνο το
είπε. Do you have the prayer for all sentient beings we have good and bad connections
with? Όχι, δεν ήταν. Να μάνα το μάμα το.
Την ευχή που ακολουθεί μετά, τη σύντομη ευχή για όλα τα όντα με τα οποία συνδεόμαστε.
Όντα εσείς που κάπως συνδεόμαστε, μόλις αφήσετε το φάπλο του το κόσμο, μακάρι αφού στο Θεό Άτσε μεταφερθείτε όλα τα στά.
Namde Bamje Zigpa Tomne Nyebe Dana Bamze Yega Namje Balam Rukha Zibbe Zule Rowa Rowa Manjur Lembo Kuye Tashis Yela Jushu Songye Tashis Tada Jeme Kuke Tashis Yarve Kusum Boje Tashis Nende nemo ele dendele yeme dele yende dado dele ba kujo sonje kaje. Yeah. We live numbly in some days.
Okay.
Okay. That's it.
Καλημέρα. Όλο καλησπέρα.
Τώρα λέει τι λέμε, λέει καλημέρα.